It's about 30 minutes to midnight when my phone vibrates and starts to blare its ringtone. I jump off the couch and nearly have a heart attack. It's just another night, one that's been wonderfully quiet so far. After a chaotic Friday evening that lasted until 5 in the morning, it's nice to spend this Saturday alone at home, watching whatever crappy movies are on TV. I recover and answer it. It's Mike, though I can barely hear him over the pounding music in the background.
"We're leaving the club now,"
he screams.
"The girls ditched us, and Trent wants to get home early so he can go to church with his family."
"Sounds good," I say. "Did you bring enough cash for a cab this time?" Mike's stories of getting stranded downtown in the middle of the night have become legendary.
"Nah, Jason's friend has a car. He's driving us back."
I frown. "Has he been drinking?"
"Like one or two beers. He says he's fine."
He says something to someone nearby, but I can't make it out.
"I'll be home soon. Don't worry about staying up for me."
"Thanks, but I'm not tired. That, and Mom and Dad told us to always deadbolt the door, and if I do that, you won't be able to get in." He laughs.
"I'm not sleeping in the front yard again. Okay, I'll be home soon."
He hangs up and I go back to my movie. There's something about mindless violence and explosions that just seem so relaxing. Or maybe it's the fact that school's finally done for the winter holidays, and my parents wisely decided to go on a cruise with friends for a week before Christmas. Mike and I have the house to ourselves. For him, it means no stern looks when he staggers home reeking of alcohol. For me, it's no constant reminders to start looking for a job in time for graduation. The movie goes to its 15th commercial, and I head to the kitchen for a snack. As I throw a bunch of eggs, cheese, and vegetables into a skillet, I hear a loud cracking noise in the backyard. I press my face to the cold, frosty window and look out. But there's nothing out there but a few bare trees and some fresh fallen snow. Probably just an animal. It can't be easy to survive the winter. My cell phone rings again, so I wander back into the living room to grab it. It's Mike. I can hear sirens in the background.
So Jason's friend kinda, lost control of the car.
It sounds like he's holding the phone half a foot away from his mouth. Oh, God! What happened?
"We hit a pole. Car's totaled, but we're all okay, I think. Cops are here. They're talking to the driver."
He laughs.
"He's definitely drunk."
No kidding.
"They're ignoring the rest of us, and there's a bus here, so I'm going on and get home."
"Sounds like a plan." I pause and grimace. "Wait, do you know what bus to get on?"
"I'll figure it out. I'll call you when I'm close."
He's gone, and I go back to the movie. There's a lull in the action, when attractive male protagonist and attractive female protagonist engage in an awkward sexual conversation, which might have worked if they had any sort of chemistry, and my mind wanders to my job hunt. A few of my classmates say they know great companies to work for. Apparently, mechanical engineers are invulnerable to the bad unemployment rate, but I'm not really sure if I just want to jump into things. Traveling would be fun. There'd be something immensely rewarding about sending Mike a photo of me on the beach while he'd be studying for midterms in the middle of October. Totally worth passing up an easy job for. A sudden blaring noise comes from the kitchen. I jump up into the thick smell of smoke. Ugh, the omelet. Damn it. There's about a foot of black smoke hovering in the kitchen. I run in, pull my burnt snack off the stove, and open every window, letting the chilling air in. My creation is little more than ash, so I open the back door and throw it out for whatever animals are trying to get through the night. So much for that. There's some leftover pasta in the fridge. I'm happy to eat it cold. At this point, I'm better off not heating anything up. I settle down and continue the movie, but my mind's going back to traveling. I've always wanted to go across the pond, check out Europe, maybe backpack through Germany, see the sights in France, practice my fake accent in Britain. What's it like there in the summer? Hot, I bet. But not any hotter than it is here. Hopefully less humid. Again, my ringtone snaps me back to the real world.
Now you pick up!
Mike's shouting, but I can barely hear him. Wherever he is, the reception is terrible.
I've been calling for hours!
I look at the clock and roll my eyes. You last called 45 minutes ago. Where are you?
I have no idea. The bus is going in the middle of nowhere. I have no idea where any of these stops are. Hell, I don't even think they're in English.
I sigh loudly. Not this again. How much did you have to drink?
Drink? I can't even...
He trails off, replaced with a loud, harsh static. I pull the phone from my ear. A few seconds later, it disconnects. Whatever. He'll find a way home. The movie eventually ends, but it's just past midnight and I'm hardly tired. Now I'm regretting allowing my roommate to convince me to leave my gaming console at school. This is the perfect sort of boredom for grabbing a sniper rifle and telling 12-year-olds how great their moms are in bed. And then Mike could have joined right in. He probably spends more time playing than I do, and he doesn't even live with me. I think my parents are relieved that we're going to the same school. He's been trying his absolute best to get his life back on track, and I'm able to be there in case he needs a shoulder to lean on.